The following presentation is from North Pine Baptist Church. We trust that it will help you learn more about God and His message for the world. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.
As we do that, we need to have an understanding first, or a concept of separating a modern understanding of slavery from the first century understanding. Because if we don't separate those two things, we're actually going to find that what we read today is very difficult and maybe even quite overwhelming. Because when we think about slavery today, we might slavery that took place in America, slavery where people who were of African American descent were considered to be non-citizens or the very best second class citizens, where this slavery actually resulted or part of it resulted in a war, and where this slavery, while it was outlawed on the 18th of December in 1865 through the U.S. still has this ripple effect that flows through the American society and results in a whole lot of racism and a whole lot of inequality. So we might think of slavery in that way. Or we might think of the slavery that young girls in Thailand experience because of the perversions of men. And they are in a slave trade that makes them nothing more than an object. And even today, there are organizations like Destiny Rescue and AIDS21 that are working tirelessly to end that particular issue. So, slavery for us today, as we think about the word slavery, invariably I think it will bring to mind a people who have been deprived of their freedom, or who have deemed to be second class, or because of their race, or because they're forced to work in a situation that they don't want to, or because they have little or no income in that place. There's this idea of that's what slavery looks like. But that's slavery as we think about it today. I'm going to read the text, and then we'll start talking about separating our understanding from today with the first century understanding of what slavery and what form of war looks like. whenever we're keeping in mind what the modern day but we're seeking to understand what's the social situation that Peter is speaking into our life, and is seeking to understand how the truth will work. And we're talking about a system that is applied to all people, irrespective of race or background or any other reason that might be used to justify racism. We're talking about a system that
Thanks for joining us for this presentation from North Pine Baptist Church. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.